Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll. Hi, welcome back to Electric Pete. This is actually a new segment that I'm starting today called Rider versus Driver, Views from the Other Seat. This is the part of the show where we uncover the little differences between riders and drivers that often go unnoticed. I've given over 44,000 rides, and let me tell you, what feels smooth to me and normal to me as a driver might feel completely different to the person sitting in the seat behind me. Sometimes it takes a moment like a rider asking me to stop the car because they feel sick, or a moment like even my own daughter telling me that the Tesla's acceleration just was making her queasy. For me to realize these moments made me realize just how differently we all experience the same ride. This segment is about shining a light on those differences, not as conflicts, but as revelations. Because the better we understand each other's perspectives, the better and maybe even more fun the ride becomes. Now, what I want to do is explain. I'm going to first record the driver insights to five questions, and then record rider insights to five questions. Those five questions are going to be a little different from drivers to riders, but question one will correlate with question one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm going to then put them together so you can see the differences in the viewpoint between riders and drivers, drivers and riders. So let's jump in. This is Riders versus Drivers, Views from the Other Seat. And today we're talking about braking and acceleration. Well, now, since I don't have any driver responses yet to my questions on acceleration and braking, I thought I'd give my take on all those questions. So the first question is, what is your personal approach to braking and acceleration when you have a passenger in the car? So the first thing, when I have a passenger in the car, even when I don't have a passenger in a car, I really try to stay. The biggest thing to me is turning and braking. Now, as a driver, we have a part of the Uber application that keeps track of speed, braking, acceleration, you know, sharp turning, all those things. And when we make an infraction, it goes against us. So my biggest, breaking of the rules is on acceleration, because what the heck, man, I drive a Tesla that does 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds. So I tap on the brake and it's going zoom. So I really, really have to be conscious of that. And it really, with the regenerative braking, I just kind of let off the brake, the accelerator. The regenerative braking goes into effect and brakes very nicely, nice and smooth to where you want to be stopping. All right, so you can say your name if you want or not.
Okay.
All right.
Austin.
Okay. Very good. And so What we're doing here, this is the inaugural episode of In the Backseat with Electric Pete. Now, can you remember a ride where the braking or acceleration really stood out to you for better or worse?
No, not that I can recall, no.
No? Okay. All right.
For worse, like crazy, like hard stops.
Uh-huh.
Missing turns.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It wasn't a comfort ride, though, so...
Okay.
I mean, once I remember going to the airport, I guess it's a Mazda, and it's a gas car, definitely, and the driver was moving in a harsh way.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I guess it's a turn, I guess, and he made a hard stop over the turn,
mm-hmm.
and I was literally stuck to the seat in front.
Oh my gosh.
So... Yeah, it was an experience, you know. I just hit something and I just need to go to the airport at the time.
I can think of several rides where braking acceleration sticks out for me because they're always insufficient. I find that many of my Uber drivers should just be infinitely more aggressive. Get after it. Quit being a bitch and fucking punch it. Come on, let's go. I got places to go. We don't need to be in the right lane. I want you breaking laws. Serious, like reckless driving.
Now, the next question, do you ever adjust your driving style based on how a rider does or does not react in the back seat? And absolutely, take your cues from the rider. I listen to the rider a lot. Myself, I'm conversing with the rider. And I always ask, first question when they get in the car, hello, you know, Joey, I confirm the name. Second, after we've been in there for, you know, a few minutes, I say, hey, is the temperature okay with you? So those are the two initial things you want to confirm, but also that's a way to kind of break the ice and tell if the, if the rider is somebody who just wants a ride or is looking for conversation.
What kind of driving makes you feel most comfortable as a passenger, especially when it comes to braking and speeding up?
Like around turns, maybe like slower. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, just keep your eyes on the road. That's all I'm worried about when I'm in the passenger seat.
Okay.
There's no like accelerating like fast. Like no fast. Like medium speed is like right at the speed limit, I would say.
Okay.
Like just, you know, ease to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine with me. Like just regular.
Okay.
I have a strong preference. I'm not picky.
Okay.
I guess it's better to make sure that, you know, you have some distance in the front and making sure that the passenger in the back is comfortable than stopping the car,
mm-hmm.
so that the entire car is stable and people will be happy with the stopping.
Okay.
Go faster than the moving traffic, then you never have to worry about what's behind you. You can just shoo. Love it. Then you don't even have to brake, too, if you're really paying attention. It's about vision. You got to be looking 4 or 5 swerves ahead.
Okay. All right. The other thing, the next thing is... have you ever gotten feedback, positive or negative, about your braking or acceleration? I think that most riders don't. And if somebody gets in the car and they tell me that I'm in a rush, I use the line. And if you're my age or over 25, I tell everybody the same thing. I say, well, I will do my best to be as expedient as possible, but I'm sorry, I left my DeLorean at home. And I will let you guys think about that and figure out what that joke means.
Have you ever felt unsafe? All right. Have you ever felt unsafe or made sick because of the driver, braked or accelerated quicker than usual?
No, but there was one ride before, maybe like I'd say a couple months ago, where he was driving and he looked down and swerved into a lane real quick and had to swerve right back because he wasn't looking. And that's the only time or ride that I would say that I ever been nervous for a second.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
Definitely. It happened to me once in my entire life, and that was in a Tesla. The motion sickness was mostly because of the abrupt braking and again going up fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only time it happened to me.
Okay. All right.
No, that's for.
And the fourth question, what challenges do you face that riders might or might not realize when it comes to braking or acceleration in city traffic? And city traffic is tough because there's people, I mean, one of the biggest challenge are walkers who walk in front of you when your light's green, and bikers, skateboarders who don't obey any kind of traffic laws. And you might need to brake hard because someone just veered in front of you. So those are some of the things that my head has to be on a swivel. And I got to really, really make sure that, you know, I'm not going to roll over anybody at an intersection. How about this? Do you think riders should speak up if the driving feels too aggressive, or do you usually stay quiet?
I said speak up.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I just stay quiet.
Okay.
I'm just a passenger. It's their car. I'm just going to shut up.
Okay. All right. And that's cool. All right. And
I guess it's better to speak up. Most of this doesn't actually speak up, but it's better to speak up so that, you know, the driver will actually know that it's something wrong and he might be correcting that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I usually stay quiet, but because I'm on the other end of the spectrum, I'm not going to explicitly ask you to break the law. That would be bad. But if you were driving too aggressively, I would certainly do that. I'd say, hey, sir, you know, could we just slow it down a little bit? You know, I just prefer more casual rate if I were one of those people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But you got to communicate. Nobody can read your mind. Like, right. If you have a preference, and I think drivers should be, you know, thick-skinned enough to say, like, they're not criticizing you or your skill or your comfort. It's just everybody has different preferences, and how the hell would you know what some random stranger wants? So let's communicate.
Right, and that's why I asked you if the temperature was okay.
Yeah,
you got
there you go.
Yeah,
it was great.
Now, also, if you could give one piece of advice to riders about how to make the ride smoother for everyone, what would it be? And I definitely, if you're a rider and there's an issue, please speak up. It's okay with me. I want to make sure that the ride is 100% what you are looking for, and is, you know, if it's a good ride for you. So I just speak up, make sure I know if there's any issues. I mean, I'm always checking to make sure that my rider is comfortable and if there's any issues. So those are some of the things that I think are valuable for a rider from the driver's perspective. So thank you. And last, what would you say, what would you want every driver to know about braking and acceleration and how that affects your overall ride experience?
Just feeling safe. And, like, we don't know the driver, so, you know, you want to feel safe even though you don't know him, but you want to put your trust in him to get you where you want to be safely. So, yeah, I would say speak up, voice your opinions. Don't be shy.
Okay.
It can take it from a comfortable ride to a scary ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not picky, but people might be picky, and I would just look out for them.
Uh huh. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you.
The first important thing when a passenger comes into the car, they're stopping and going is one of the important things I guess he might be seeing. So depending on that, he might judge whether your driving skill is good or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's one of the most important thing. Even though it doesn't seem to be, that good, that important, it does make a lot of difference from the rider's perspective. So that's what I think, actually.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for helping us out today.
Thank you.
We can't get there if we don't accelerate.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
All right.
All right. Thanks, man.
So what did we uncover today? Whether you're the one holding the wheel or the one buckled up in the back, the same road can feel completely like a completely different journey. The smooth braking, the fast takeoff, the quiet moments, the music choices, they all hit differently depending on where you sit. That's the beauty of this segment. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's about realizing that in every ride, there are multiple experiences. And when we understand those differences, we become better drivers, better riders, and maybe even better people. So if you've got a story or perspective to share, I want to hear it. Find me on Instagram. I'm at Electric Pete Pod, or leave a message with my email at electricpetepod@gmail.com. And thanks so much for tuning in to Riders versus Drivers, Views from the Other Seat. I'm Electric Pete, and remember, every great ride is more than just a destination. It's a shared experience along the way. Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete.